Carter's dad just looks over and goes, "What are you doing?" like giving Carter some company.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the High School Life Podcast. My name is Carter Chase, and sitting next to me is
Lewis Smith.
Welcome back, Lewis. It's been
too long.
It's been since October.
Has it really?
Yeah.
That's lame.
We said we're back.
And then we didn't.
And then we, yeah. Like we literally recorded the next day after we posted that, and then I edited it. Didn't post it, because I'm stupid.
Carter's a very good procrastinator.
I'm so good at not procrastinating.
Good old days for the day today.
Oh my gosh. I know exactly what you're talking about.
5-year-old to probably 16-year-old me.
16?
No. Probably 14.
Probably.
Then I just started texting you. First, wakes up Saturday morning, super excited, does my job, mows the lawn, whatever I should do. I do my job.
So you only had one job. See?
No. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. But I had to do my other one throughout the week, whatever.
Because you didn't have school, silly use.
Yeah, okay, whatever. So I march myself over to Carter's, okay?
I love how you march yourself. I can just see you as, a North Korean military man.
Touch your hood!
Marching off the...
goes to the German song.
German okay. song.
Walks over to Carter's, knocks on the door. Hey, Joanna, can Carter hang out? Wait, hold on. I'm doing my knocks. Everyone knows what my knock is. It's been the same for the past...
years ever. Guess what mine is.
That's my knock.
I don't know what mine is. Actually,
so just knock. Yeah, that's yours. That's yours.
Is that?
No, because yours used to be like this. Yours used to be like this. It's like the bottom of your fist. You'd go.
I did not do that. Yeah. No, this is mine. Always five. Yeah. It's always five.
Yes. Mine's like Carter's was slower.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, no, mine's 4.
Yeah, mine's 5.
I don't know. Anyway, knock on the door. Carter's mom answers. Hey, can Carter hang out? Or play? We used to say play back then.
Play?
Can Carter play? Oh, he has to clean his room, but once he cleans his room, he's done. That's all he has to do. Just clean his room. I'm like, dope. I'm gonna stay right here on the steps. Bring him out when he's done. He's like, okay. 3 hours pass by. I'm like, knock. Wait. There we go. Is Carter done? He hasn't started. Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Okay, anyway, good.
Then I went over to Jack's.
Can I talk about the few times that I sat you in my window well?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. That's so good. How long ago was this?
Not long ago.
I'm guessing we were 13.
Yeah, so we were
13-ish, 13, maybe 12, yeah. Right? We're in middle school at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Middle school.
Maybe
okay. We're not in high school. Maybe even 6th grade.
No, yeah.
I turned 14. Grade. No, yeah, I'm in 6th grade. 5th grade, fixing. Ooh, 5th and 6th grade, okay?
As the years fly.
Yes.
The time flies.
So, I'm here cleaning my room. Lewis texts me. He's like, hey, can you hang out? I'm like, I gotta clean my room. And he's like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, but I got a chair for ya. Do you want to come sit in my window well and quote-unquote hang out with me? He came and sat there for 2 hours? And then, so I opened up my window and then there's my screen there. We then figured out I can take out my screen. So we literally just snuck him in my room and we're hanging out. And then my mom walks in one day. He's like, how did Lewis get in here?
No, it's your dad.
It was my dad?
I remember this so clearly. I'm sitting in the window. I didn't come in that day. For some reason, I'm watching you clean your room. Well, we're talking a ton and just listening to music, whatever. I'm sitting in a chair in his window. The window well is 4 or 5 feet deep?
4 or 5 feet.
5 feet deep, whatever. I'm sitting down there. And all of a sudden, I hear footsteps. And Carter's dad just looks over and goes, what are you doing? I'm giving Carter some company. He's like, okay. he said something like that. I remember he just said something okay or cool, gosh. And then just walked away. And I was like,
and Carter's "What happened?" If I make a movie about myself, that is going to be a scene.
Mm-hmm.
That's a scene for me. Have you ever thought about that? If you make a movie about yourself,
I haven't thought about that.
Oh, I think about that all the day. I always think I'm the main character of everything. All the day. All the days. All the time. Wait,
can I hit home and go into the...
No, you can't. Sorry.
I need to remember that. I need to put it in your quote book.
All the day.
All the day.
Oh, well, we could expose you so hard if we read your quote book. Lewis looks at me. Okay, wait. Do I even have... I might actually be able to open it. Where's my notes? Oh, no. Oh, yep, I... We're not reading him. Don't worry. Don't you worry, Lewis. Don't fret. Okay, moving on. What have we been doing lately, Lewis? School. Tri-ended. Right. And your semester ended.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you're on new classes, new people.
Yep. I have a class. Guess how much work it's expecting per week?
15 hours.
Yep.
Nuh-uh. Mm-hmm. Right on.
10 to 15, depending on experience level.
What's your experience level?
I have no idea. Like, whoa. It just, like, depends on how fast you are at stuff.
Are you fast?
Okay, think about this.
Are you fast, instructor?
Yes. Instructor, okay? An instructor. So, I have to install a bunch of software on my computer.
Oh, that's so lame.
Yeah. So, I'm working through it. Pretty easy, whatever. And then, I get stuck. I've done the instructions over and over again.
You're stuck.
It's not working. So, then I'm like, I'll email. Because when they post, they're like, hi, my name's brother, whatever. I'm super excited to meet you. Brother. Make sure... Well, it's a school. It's a religious school.
Oh, yeah.
So we call them, like, brother and sister.
That's really weird.
It's really weird. You're writing an email. Hi, brother blank.
That's so weird.
Yeah, and he writes back, thank you for reaching out, Brother Smith, most of the time. That's what I'm going to say. Okay.
Brother Lewis Smith. Brother Lewis Sidney Smith.
Brother Smith Junior. Lewis Sidney. Oh my goodness, people just heard my middle name for the first time. Okay, anyway.
I'm going to call you Sid.
All right.
Sid the Slash.
Yeah. That used to be me. Remember I used to have a lisp?
It's a dandelion. Must be a nice one in a season.
Okay, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, I'm running into problems, and the teachers are always like, yeah, reach out if you ever need help. So, I'm like, okay, I'm going to reach out. So, I'm like, hey, I'm having trouble installing it. Can you give me any advice? And he's like, make a screencast video, post it to your personal YouTube page, and then I'll view it there. And I'm like, huh?
Subscriber number one.
So then I text him, like, I don't know how to do any of that.
Yes, here's you do,
screen. Here's a screenshot. Let me know what I need to do. And he goes, Lewis, now it's time to start Googling stuff. Google how to install GitHub on your desktop, and then also Google how to do this. I'm like, frick you, dude. So then I did it myself.
Oh, my goodness. I figured it out. Okay, good job. I'm so proud of you, Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, we both got new jobs.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we've talked about that.
We haven't.
So, Lewis, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Lewis Smith.
Why do we always go to that voice? My name's Lewis Smith.
So that's what I used to sound like, bro. I used to have a lisp, remember?
I don't think you did.
I did. I went to therapy for it.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
No, you did not.
Yeah.
That's so sick.
I had to wear a retainer. It was so sick.
You wore a retainer?
Not at the time. Yeah, it was this retainer. I had, like, sensors in my mouth.
Sensors? Like, even had to have a battery?
Yeah. No. Oh. Like, it was plugged in to the computer. I'm sitting in therapy.
Okay? Oh.
They have it connected, and it shows, like, where the air and stuff is traveling.
That's so sick.
And so, I don't know if the listeners know this, but I'm part deaf in my right ear.
Nuh-uh.
Right? You don't know this?
No!
Okay, I'm half deaf in my right ear, okay? So, when Lewis I was born, I, like, started...
Psych?
I started pushing air, like, my words towards my right side, which caused a lisp, because it needs to come straight off. S's...
So you're going like, cha.
Yeah, it's like, no, my name's like, Lewis Smith. Whatever.
My name's Lewis Smith. I'm 16 years old, and I'm ready to rumble!
Anyway, went to therapy for quite a few years.
That's so fun.
Yeah. Anyway.
Wait,
job. Yeah. So I got a job at Victory Golf. It's an indoor golf place.
Are there multiple? Is it like a franchise or just one?
No, it's just him. He owns it. Oh. The guy I work for.
How fun.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Now people know where you work and they can track you down.
Yep. You guys can come visit and stop in. If a viewer stops in, I'm paying for your round.
Isn't it like $50?
It's $50 for an hour, yeah.
That's insane.
But like you can split it between people.
Oh, so you can play with it? Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah, you can play with me. Anyway, so fun. Yeah, so you hit into a screen, like a golf ball into a screen, and it shows you like where it went. Super cool, you can play courses, and it's got putting green and stuff. And I'm just the receptionist. I answer the phone, I make
tea times. Is that your job title, receptionist?
No, I am helper. Because oh. I'm not technically an employee, so I don't have to pay tax.
Actually?
Yeah.
I think that's illegal.
I know. Oh, that, goodness. That's why he tells people, yeah, he just helps out here every once in a while. Instead of saying he works here. Yep.
So you just expose yourself. IRS is coming after you.
Yeah, I know.
That's why you get paid in cash.
Imagine.
Okay, so me. Hi, I'm Carter Chase. I'm 16 year old.
Hi, Carter Chase.
I like cheese.
Me too. No, the American cheese?
Oh my goodness. Oh,
it's so good. I eat like 2 a day, at least. Sometimes I only eat one, but like most of the days. Like
cheese sticks?
No.
Well, like the slabs?
Yeah, that you peel like open.
Oh my goodness.
And you like tear and it like cracks and goes.
I think I've had mac and cheese, like my homemade mac and cheese, every day for the last week. I'm not even kidding. I've wasted so much cheese. Not wasted. I've wasted, consumed.
Though. Consumed. There you go.
Consumed so much cheese. Freaking, gosh. Every day. Also, I got a job at a grocery store. And oh my goodness. The stories that happen there. There are going to be plenty. Okay, I'll tell a few. Okay, which one should I tell you? Have I told you any?
You told me some.
Okay, so we'll talk about the time I accidentally put down that. This was actually yesterday. Was it yesterday? Okay, you don't even know what I'm talking about. So this lady was paying in cash, right? She hands me a $20 bill. I put 20, 0, 0, 0, 0.
Oh, no.
So it goes $2,000. But that was like how much cash she gave me. It's not how much I charged her for. Oh, that's which, good. If I charged her for $2,000, oh my gosh, I would die. But yeah, we figured it out. It was okay. And then today, this guy walks up to my check stand. He goes, "Do you want to take my money?" I go, "Sure." Like he said it in the most creepy way.
Do you want to take my money?
I'm like, "Sure." This is one girl that's next to me. She looks back and I'm like, it's so funny. And then the other day, this mom walks in, and then she goes, "Oh no, not she, but her kid." He was sitting in the cart with all the groceries on top of him. He goes, "How's it going?" And I'm like, "Good, how are you?" And he goes, "Good, what's your name?" I'm like, "I'm Carter, what's your name?" He's like, I don't even know what he said. I can't remember his name. I'm like, "Hey, buddy." And he goes, "Yeah." And then I go, "Do you want a Smartie?" He's like, "I want a Smartie." And I give him a Smartie. And then he's like, "Do you like cars?" And I'm like, "Yes." And he actually bought like a mini Corvette. Oh,
so sick.
There's a whole bunch, actually. You should come over.
I will come visit you tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Please do.
Probably. Yes.
Yeah. It was so funny. And he was like 5.
I'm so sick.
That's the people we like in life.
Mm-hmm. Starting when they're young.
Yep. Starting when they're young.
And they'll spend all their money. And oops. Have no money for future.
Yep.
Stuff. But that's okay because you don't need any money.
Money's for old people.
No, okay. I get a ton of old people, right? Because it's a golf course.
Yep.
And they always have the same jokes, right? They're always like, "Are you working hard or hardly working?" I'm like, I'm hardly laughing, dude.
I get that so many times because we have to stand at the end of our lines.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, it's all the time.
Working hard or hardly working.
Did you know, like, people can actually pay with checks?
Yeah. I don't know how to.
You don't know how to do it? Like, register it?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Do you have like, a machine that reads it?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
We probably don't take checks.
I don't think you do then.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have to stick it in this thing, right? And it, like, brings it through and it, like, reads the numbers.
What?
And then, like, I don't even know what it does, but, like, makes weird noises. Like, it sounds like it's, like, cutting stuff into it, but it's not. Like, there's no. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And freaking. Yeah. It's so weird. Two people pay the checks today.
Hmm.
It was. Yeah. Anyway.
I've screwed up so many purchases. Yesterday? Was it yesterday? Yo, yesterday was so bad. I seriously thought I was going to get fired. Because first of all, I had to go straight. I pretty much went straight from work to... I went straight from wherever I was. I can't remember where I was. To McDonald's to work. And McDonald's took like long. So I'm sitting there in the drive thru. I'm like, what do I do? Do I leave to get there? I'm like 5 minutes late. No big deal. I texted him at like 1 o'clock when I was supposed to be there. And I was like...
You walk in with a McDonald's bag?
No. I ate two double cheeseburgers. Double cheeseburgers. Yeah.
That's like from McDonald's to your work is like 3 minutes.
Yeah, because it's basically like our golf course and then like just that road
for 2 minutes. I worked out at one spot by it and it took me 5 minutes from my house to there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like 5 minutes late. I'm like, hey, I'm so sorry I'm late. And he's like, oh, no worries. He was super chill about it.
What was your excuse?
I can't remember what I said. I just said, sorry I'm late. He's like, okay, no worries. Okay. So these people came in, this group of four people. They had a time for, they had it reserved for an hour and a half. And I look at it. So it's
$80. No.
$75. So I look at it and I think my mind's off. Because I've been doing homework the whole day. I'm like, okay, that'll be $25 for each of you. And there's four people. I thought they had 2 hours. So I charge three of them for $25. And then one of the guys is like, wait, how much is it for a half hour? I'm like, $25. He's like, and just like, we stared at each other, and I was like, oh no. I literally just said that out loud. I was like, oh boy. Oh no. And I'm like, did I charge you? I think I charged you extra. He's like, yeah, I think so. They were super chill about it. They actually work at a local golf course, the country club. They're related to Beckham. Anyway, my boss, Tom, has to come over and
refund them.
Yeah, refund. Actually, what we did is the last guy that had to pay just paid $25. So when we got...
Wait, what do you mean?
No, two people paid $25.
Mm-hmm.
And then I charged the last guy $25. So when we got $75. And then the guys just Venmo'd around and made everything fair. So they Venmo'd...
Oh, yeah. So they Venmo'd him like $2.
Something. Yeah,
anyway. $6.69. Or $6.25, I think.
It's like six, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Wouldn't it be a five? No, yeah. It'd be six.
$6.75. Yeah, okay. Yep. And then later that day, like 10 minutes later, this guy comes in and he walks in. He's like, I just need 24 of these golf balls. And I'm like, okay. I look him up on the computer. I type Pro V. And I see sleeve and I see dozen. I'm like, okay, dozen, quantity two. And then he also paid for, like, an hour of the time. Comes out to, like, $157, okay? And then...
Dude, old people have so much money.
Yeah. And then I'm like, no, done with the transaction. And then later, I get a phone call. And he's like, hey, can I talk to Tom? And I'm like, sure. Hand Tom the phone. And he's like, yeah, and what time did you come in to purchase all that? And he's, like, scrolling through the transactions. He's like, about this time, looks it up. And he's like, oh, I see. You were charged $15 extra per sleeve. No, $10. It's $15. $15 extra per dozen. And he's like, yeah, I'll just refund that to you next time you come in. Don't worry about it. And I was like, I'm going to die. And then, so what I did was, like, they were just the older balls that he bought, so they were cheaper. And then... That day, I forgot I had something at 6 o'clock that had to be North Logan, which is, like, 20 minutes away from there. But I had to go home first, so I had to leave at, like, 5:30.
Why did you have to go home first?
But I was to get changed. And then I was scheduled to work till 6. So I had to go up to him and say, hey, I've got something. I gotta go at 5:30.
Technically, you are just a helper.
That's true.
So
technically, I could walk out.
But you could.
He could say that I don't need you to come in tomorrow. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to die. But I worked today, and I did everything perfect.
Good boy.
Yep.
I've only screwed up stuff like three times.
Look, it's magnetic.
It's magnetic, yeah. That's very cool. One of the times I messed up, when I skinned my hand thing to get my money... I've told you this.
No. Hold on.
Oh.
I have to.
So when I scan my hand thing, it like asks what kind of register I want, and there's Carter Chase, and then there's front end. I kept pressing the front end one, which is like the manager people.
Oh no.
So I mean, it's the same amount of money, but it just doesn't show my name, like on my receipt thing, and that's for like when the managers need more people. Like when the managers need more people and they're running out of cashiers, so they get that, or when people need more change. And okay, then what was I talking about? I don't know. We just stopped the recording on accident. So
yeah.
Oh yeah. So scan my hand. Press front end. That I do that for the first 3 days.
Oh boy.
And I joined like right at the holidays, and like other companies. So my store gave other companies like these holiday gift cards that they can give to their employees if they make enough money or something.
Oh, very cool.
And they're called holiday vouchers. So we have to get the holiday vouchers. We put in how much money is on the thing, mm-hmm. the coupon, and we put it into our thing that we also do with the checks, and then it goes, and then, and then I have to staple a receipt to it. First day, I didn't staple a receipt to it because I couldn't remember how to print another receipt. And then, one time, I gave it back to the person I was supposed to keep in.
Oh, oops. Boy.
And, I messed up. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Very cool.
That's the end of my stories. Are you done with your stories?
I could go on and on, but yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. After this short break, we're going to try some ginger
beer
stuff. Looks it's probably going to be nasty, but...
Looks yeah. disgusting.
It does look disgusting. It smells disgusting, but we'll be right back.
The ingredients are disgusting.
Welcome back, yo. Okay, right in front of us, we have Trader Joe's Triple Ginger Brew, sparkling beverage. Sweetened with cane sugar and honey. That throws me off. Honey throws me off, always. It's got... Okay, just hear me out. This is like... Okay, Lewis, remember when we were children in Pizza Pie Cafe?
Oh, boy.
And we got our cups, little cute little Pepsi cups, and we got every single thing in the, like, the drinking fountain drink place. Yep. We call it poison. Yep. Pepsi, Coke, lemonade, freaking Dr. Pepper,
sweet root tea, beer. Probably on accident.
Probably. But that's basically what it is. Oh, I thought it said potato in it for a second, but no.
Oh, I would die.
So, Trader Joe's ginger beer smells disgusting. I don't want to freaking eat this.
Well, let's give it a go.
Actually? Okay.
3, 2, 1.
That's not bad. That.
Hmm.
Oh, that after. Oh.
It's the pepper.
It burns.
It's the pepper.
Is this what alcohol tastes like?
It's the pepper and the ginger that really get
that's
your...
That's so weird.
We're doing... It's like center tongue back in the throat.
Oh my gosh. That's awful.
Yeah.
Do you want Mountain Dew?
Ooh, yes, please.
Yes. Here you go.
I want to watch this. I feel like it's going to be very satisfying. Ready?
Oh, goodness.
Whoa.
Me and Lewis just spent like the last like 30 minutes looking at mini fridges. So, oh my gosh, Lewis. He's got a cotton ball and he just dipped it in the ginger brew.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
Oh gosh, I still feel that. That's awful.
It's not too bad, it's just the aftertaste.
Yeah, it's the aftertaste that burns. Yeah, so that was our mini taste test, actually.
A lot of people like them, though.
Yeah. But I don't know why. Understand. So the reason I even have this is my neighbors got some for Christmas.
Oh, really?
And they don't like it at all, but their neighbors think they do.
Oh, that's awkward.
So, yeah. So they gave it to me, and I said that you'd probably like it, so.
Oh, legendary.
Yeah. So, should we do another break?
Should we do another taste test?
With what? These? Oh, yeah, these are pretty good. I just bought Mountain Dew, the new Mountain Dew Spark. It's got Mountain Dew with a blast of raspberry lemonade flavor with other natural flavors. It's very good, actually.
It's pretty good, yeah. It's got a race car on it. Face.
Yeah, it tastes very good. We should... Should I buy some of those candies from, like, around the world?
Yeah.
I think I should.
But we probably wouldn't taste test them on the pod. We'd probably do them just on YouTube.
Or TikTok. We should do TikTok.
That wouldn't be bad.
That wouldn't be a bad idea. We're going to do that. Okay? Stay tuned, people. Okay. Next segment.
The ad.
I have an ad scheduled, but I don't think we're going to use it. Unless... Okay, if you guys want special stickers, go look at my Instagram. It's going to be in the link below. Crisp cut stickers. You can buy custom stickers. Free shipping on all orders. Prices start at 25 cents an inch. Wait, guys, 25 cents an inch.
It's really good. They're actually dope.
Very good price.
One, two, three.
Three? Four on your car.
Four on my truck. And I love them very much dearly.
Truck.
It's very cool. They're actually really quality, and they stick really well.
Very sticky.
Very, very sticky.
Okay. Okay. I actually thought of this question. What is your... If you could, like, one thing happens to you and you know you made it in life, what is that thing happening to you?
That's a good question. That's very good.
Like, yeah. You know you made it when this happens. Mine is having my face on a Pez dispenser.
That would be so sick.
Like a bobblehead? I want a custom bobblehead.
You know what? I'm going to make you a Pez dispenser.
I actually do. It's like $75.
Oh, dang.
It's very expensive.
I'm going to 3D print you one. With a 3D printer I don't have, but I'm going to...
I know someone here that has a 3D... But it wouldn't be like my face, though. It would just be like my face, but like not my face.
You
know?
Paint it.
You could paint it. You could paint it, not me.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, when I make it, I think...
Oh, goodness.
I don't know. That's a good question.
It took me 5 seconds to think of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I like think of stuff and I'm like, nah. I'm already famous off this. So.
Well, like, it doesn't have to be like you're famous.
Well, yeah, but like.
Well, like, you just made it in life. Or, you know, I don't know. I reach a net worth of $500 billion. But nobody's there yet, even. Okay, we never talked about DeMarcus.
Time to introduce
him. Everybody, okay, you just keep contemplating your thing. Okay. Everybody, I got a goldfish. It's actually not gold, but it's...
Black.
It's black. His name's DeMarcus.
It's very black.
Oh my gosh. It's actually more silver. But he was very unique when I got him, you know? He was the only... there were, like, two other people.
Wait.
Well, two other fishies like him.
Can I?
What?
Think of what happened. I'm thinking of Carter skipping into PetSmart. Skipping in, goes to the fish... Oh, no. Goes to a cashier and goes, yeah, and goldfish. And then she goes, yeah, right over here. And Carter walks up, and they're all looking over there, and all the fish are swimming. And then they all go to one end of the tank, and there's just DeMarcus right there. He just swims.
That's up. Exactly what happened.
He swims up to Carter and just stares at him with his big eyes. Just
no, literally, I was gonna pick another fish, like a skinnier version of him, but then when the lady was like digging in with her little
scooper
duper,
which is a net,
scooper duper scooper net, she bumped into the DeMarcus, and I'm like, wait a minute, that one, and she goes, this one, picks it up, I'm like, yep. Puts it in a bag, put some oxygen in it. And then I go to Macy's because my mom wanted milk. And I bring it in with me.
Did you really?
Yes.
That's so sick. It was so legendary.
I was going to bring it to my work too, but because I was going to buy milk there. But it was too far.
I might get a goldfish for my work. Well, I already ordered a...
That's what I was thinking.
So I walk into Carter's and Carter's like... before I walk in, Carter's like... Now, be respectful. We have a guest. Just treat him with respect or whatever Carter said. I'm thinking it's like a cousin or something or whatever, or a friend that's going to record with us. So I walk in, I'm like so confused. No one's in the room. And Carter's like, meet DeMarcus, or whatever you said. I don't even know what you said.
I think it's meet DeMarcus.
And then I'm just, like, staring at him for, like, a couple minutes, and I'm like, I need a goldfish. So I ordered a tank off Amazon, just barely.
Mine actually came with, like, fish food, like, the water conditioner.
That's a good idea. I did not do that.
You should cancel your order later.
Yeah, maybe. But mine's 3 gallon. I could have 2 DeMarcuses. You
could have 2 DeMarcuses.
I could have a Dom, a Dem, no, a DeMarcus. A
so one of my friends has a fish named Finn Diesel.
Oh.
Finn Diesel, and then Chuck Norris, I think. And then he died, and we had a funeral for him. We put him in a snowball, and we threw him over the fence, but we don't talk about it. And
what's that?
It was very exciting. It was at, like, 9 o'clock at night. It was, like, 10 o'clock. Or 10.
That made no sense. It was at 9 o'clock at night. It was at 10 o'clock at night.
It was, like, 10 degrees or less. And then we went night sledding. It was fun. But anywho, yeah. We played Scotland the Brave, that song. And, I love that song.
That's so
sweet. Yeah, and then, yeah, it died. And then she's gonna get another one, maybe, and she's gonna name it Swim Shady.
Oh, that's gonna be sick.
Yeah. But you need to, so I can have DeMarcus, and I was thinking you have, DeMarcus. DeMarcus and Devontae.
That's pretty.
And then
cute.
Kyler could get a fish and name it.
He won't want one. He'll think it's stupid.
He will. But, like, if you look at him, it's like he's got the gold shine, but he's not gold. It's so sick.
I know, it's sick. It's like, if you look at, if he's facing you, he's, like, black, but then, like, that right there.
Yeah.
He's like,
see, he looks black now. And he turns to his side. Oh, he just ran into the thing.
He looks even more black.
Did he just run into the thing?
And now he's like,
he's kind of stupid.
Now he's silver.
He literally pulled up the plant. I don't know how the heck he did it, but he pulled up the plant. I walk in after work and it's floating.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Strange, but cool, I guess.
Okay. I need the audience to think about this, and if there's any entrepreneurs out there, I need you to make this device.
Oh, boy. That's the first time I've seen him swim up. What is it? He's eating food.
He's getting air.
I don't think fish
are getting air. There needs to be a fish tank that you can put in your car.
Oh, my.
Made into the dash.
Oh, made into... Or, like, it just a glued one.
You can transfer it. You put this tank, you pour it in, and then he's in your car. You put the lid on, and you can drive around with your goldfish. Because that's what I want to do.
Yeah, but what... Here's the thing.
I think I spend more time in my car.
The people that park outside, though, he'd freeze.
No. You take him inside when you're done driving.
How would you transfer it, though?
Then there's a hole in the bottom of this. There's a hole.
It's just you press the flushy button. He flushes.
Yeah, and then he's in yours, and then you have like a little purse bag. You just walk him inside, and then you come back outside when you were gonna go somewhere. I'm on to stuff.
You're strange.
Or, cotton ball gum.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. Sorry, but that's not a good idea.
That's lame.
Yeah. Did you think about your, if you made it?
No.
Oh.
Didn't.
Or, like, is there a way we can make custom calendars of, like, us? Pictures of us?
That would be so sick.
Okay, I had this idea to, like, a couple weeks ago. Me and Lewis and Kyler need to take family pictures and put it on a Christmas card and send it to everybody.
That would be so sick.
So sick. And then we could make calendars of our faces on it. Mm. Or our cars. That would be sick, too.
That would be cool.
Also, that would be really cool. You owe me a cereal box with your name on it? Cereal box wall. I've told you this before. You haven't done it.
What do I have to do?
Just get a cereal box and sign it.
Okay.
Please do, because there's only one person, and it's been on there for, like, 3 months.
Who's that?
Navy. She's the only one that responded to it.
Well, that's
it's kind of sad.
Do I like your Pez's collection?
Yep.
Do you want my Simba?
Or yes.
It's actually Mufasa.
Not Mufasa. Simba.
Mufasa.
What's up?
I am your father.
Mufasa. Yeah.
Sorry.
I think that's the all for our episode today.
Oh, that was boring.
Yeah, well, no, it was just pretty entertaining, actually.
That was very entertaining.
So all of our social medias will be in the description. Stay tuned for our TikTok. We're going to start doing taste tests on there. So it's visual stuff.
Maybe. Don't count on anything yet.
Yeah, don't count.
We're not going to plan.
So. No. And we're going to have 52 episodes by the end of the year.
According to our calculations.
No. According to my mind. There's 52 weeks in a year, buddy.
No, that's our calculations.
Okay, fine. Follow me on Twitter, Carter the Chase. TikTok, Chase Charter Case. I always get those mixed up. What else? Do I put anything else down?
Nope,
just that. Okay, Instagram, High School Life Official. Twitter, HSL_official. What other stuff do we have? We have some. I'll just link it in the description.
Maybe the website, I think.
Oh, yeah, website. HighSchoolLife.com. Is it thehighschoollife.com or thehighschoollife.com? Why did you space it?
It's been a long day. It has been a long day. It's been a long day, buddy.
Give this to me.
Oh, my gosh. The high
school.
Chill. School.
HighSchoolCounselor.com. Life.com.
Yeah, here we go.
Boom.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Load, baby, oh, load.
Life with a different perspective.
Thanks for subscribing. I read that. What, that we've been ad?
Yep.
Whoa.
We're ads now. Did I tell you that? Wait. Oh, look at cute little me.
Oh, where is
that? Okay. Yep. You can, wherever you're listening, always remember to subscribe or follow us, whatever the prick it says on there anymore. I don't even know.
That's my house.
Pez Dispensers, please sponsor me. Also Capri Suns. And Cool Math Games. I want a sponsorship from Cool Math Games.
Dude.
That'd be so sick.
Sponsor the at school procrastinating.
Yes, indeed. I don't know. And we're gonna end with a quote. Today's quote is one of I put another one on my wall. Actually, two more. I can tell. So this quote today is by Tommy Lasorda. It says, the difference between the impossible and the possible lies in a person's determination. Oh, that's sick.
Can you repeat that?
The difference between the impossible and the possible lies in a person's determination.
Very cool.
Why did you tell me to repeat that?
Because you read over it like this.
What?
You read over it really choppy.
Oh.
Sorry.
What's that? Okay.
I forget you.
So, we haven't done this in a while, but Lewis, as we always say, as we, for you say it, I always can't do it.
Amen.
you're supposed to say what we always say.
Okay.
Remember?
Okay. Like we always say. Like we will.
Forever will say.
Forever will say.
Like we always
say. No, we skipped one. We skipped one.
We skipped
one. Like we have said. Like we will always say. And we will forever say.
Goodbye.
And good night.